glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I knew from the response that her day had not gone as well as it could have been. When I shared my greeting of "How's it going?" her tone of voice and the slight hesitation told me that there had been something that just wasn't right. Taking note of it, I helped to open our conversation that followed, and it was a time for confession. She then told me that she knew she didn't have it as bad as some other folks. Responding to her general statement, I offered a list of folks she could look at during the day whom I knew had greater burdens to bear. I suggested by bringing to mind these folks, she could feel better about her own situation. All of this was really just some light-hearted sharing, but in reality it shared some truths about life, our attitudes, and our response to the circumstances that we face. After the song, we'll be discussing how we can be and feel richly blessed.
Blue sky, cloudy day, whether it's good or bad that tends to come my way. From the highest hill or deepest valley, I will claim His rest. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. Fresh delight, deep lament. Whether in joy or pain, I've learned to be content. For the one who fills me with His Spirit always knows what's best. And the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. And I know that life is like a ship that sails out on the sea.
Sails out
sometimes cradled by the calm, and sometimes plunged,
and sometimes plunged into the fury.
My heart provides a warm and sweet caress. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. Blue sky, cloudy day, whether it's good or bad that tends to come my way. From the highest hill or deepest valley, I will claim His rest. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed.
A Christian friend told me that a preacher once told him that the best way to respond to "How are you doing?" was to say, "I am blessed." And he does it. One Wednesday night, our guest speaker for the evening shared the words of a song entitled "Richly Blessed." I'd heard the singing group sing it. I had met the songwriter himself. I had heard beautiful songs from the singing group he conducted at the time that he wrote this particular song. But I didn't know the story behind the song itself. Well, our visiting speaker did, and he shared it with us that evening. Ken Young, author of the song, worshiped at the congregation where one of the elders of that church always stood near the door so as to greet all worshipers coming and going. And any time someone would ask him how he was doing, His response was, "I am richly blessed." Our brother went on to tell us of the circumstances surrounding the writing of this song to this elder's normal greeting. This elder's son, who had served as a missionary for some 15 years, was home on leave from the mission field. His son was into exercising and keeping physically fit, and early one morning when he was out riding his bicycle, a drunk driving home from an all-nighter struck and killed him. He left a young widow with three small girls. When friends came to this grieving father in the midst of his loss, when asked, "How are you handling all this? How are you doing?" he always responded, "I am richly blessed." In response to the outstanding example of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the hope that filled this godly man, was born the song, "Richly Blessed." This recalls to my mind the old song that I've been singing all of my life, a song written in the 1800s. When upon life's billows you are tempted tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. So, amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. The Apostle Paul wrote, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." He also penned these commands to Christians, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say rejoice." He shared from his own personal life these words, "I have learned the secret of being content in any and every circumstance, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." And I believe the secret is then shared for the rest of us when he made this grand statement of faith. He said, "I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." For Paul, reliance upon the Lord, his trust in Jesus, the assurance that all would be well with his soul made it possible to live with contentment. His faith in Jesus was of such a nature that nothing in all this world could separate him from the love of God. I would share some selected verses of Scripture from Romans chapter 8 now. "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If Christ is with you, is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution, famine, nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I would hope today that you have the blessing of calling upon the Lord for all his wonderful blessings. If not, let us share with you more about our Jesus. He will truly bless every day of your life.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus.
In moments like these, I lift up my voice. I lift up my voice to the Lord, singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing,
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.